AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A racist video on President Trump's social media account depicting former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama as primates in a jungle were taken down. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The post was deleted after Republicans, Democrats, and civil rights leaders alike criticized the video as racist. The president's spokeswoman initially dismissed fake outrage over the post, saying it was from an internet meme showing the president as King of the Jungle and Democrats as Lion King characters. But in a rare White House admission of a misstep, the post was removed, with the administration saying a staffer had erroneously posted it. The post came during Black History Month's first week. President Trump has a history of using sometimes racist rhetoric and intense personal criticism of the Obamas, the nation's first Black president and first lady. A spokesman says the ex-president has no comment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The opening ceremony is underway in Italy for the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics. It's in four locations. There are two Olympic cauldrons. This is the most spread out Olympics, summer or winter, in history. American Grant Edson hopes these games will concentrate on the games.
I do have to believe that the Olympics is free of politics and enjoy this moment for what it is, which is a celebration of athletes that have made it to this point, a celebration of Milan as a host, and yeah, like I think tomorrow I'll not want to see J.D. Vance again, and I don't really want to see him tonight, but I'm happy that America is here and he's our representative, so go America.
More than 3,500 athletes from 93 countries will compete in this year's Winter Games. The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya, has been taken into custody and will be prosecuted. Stocks finish sharply higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. The names were released of the two crew members who were killed in a helicopter crash in Arizona.
While assisting law enforcement with a wild shootout in Flagstaff.
We're gathered today under deeply difficult circumstances.
Arizona Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Jeffrey Glover.
The Department of Public Safety Aviation Unit suffered the tragic loss of trooper paramedic Hunter R. Bennett.
Bennett was the top graduate of his 2023 Arizona Law Enforcement Academy class and was married to his high school sweetheart.
And aviation supervisor pilot Robert B. Skanky.
Skanky was a U.S. Marine veteran, married with four children. As to the cause of the crash,
it would be just really irresponsible for us to speculate at this time. We have to allow for NTSB to conduct their investigation.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
FEMA says staff reductions paused during a winter storm will resume. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.